Time to celebrate the work of 10 blind and partially sighted artists now here on RNIB Connect Radio, as their work goes on display in Layers of Vision, an exhibition at Bush House, King's College in central London. The exhibition explores the experiences and perspectives of blind and partially sighted artists living in a world made for sighted people. And I'm glad to say that two of the main people behind Layers of Vision join me now. Dr. Katharina Huseman from King's Business School and Zoe Partington, a visually impaired artist who's also exhibiting in Layers of Vision and also played a very big role in the curation of the exhibition too. Welcome to RNIB Connect Radio, Katharina and Zoe.
Thank you, Toby.
Hello.
Katharina, where did the idea for Layers of Vision come from, and why did you want to bring the work of these 10 great visually impaired artists together in one gallery space?
Yeah, so our project, the idea for it started a couple of years ago. So I'm working in a business school. I'm a marketing academic. And together with my colleagues, Dr. Annika Zein from Royal Holloway University of London and Dr. Leon Higgins from Lancaster University Management School, we wanted to understand how the marketplace is made accessible for people with visual impairments. So that was kind of the beginning of our research. Since we are in a business school, that is where we started. And then we decided to study museums in particular. And because we realized that museums sometimes have or can have a focus on access, they have access programs in place. So we decided to study touch tours. And in particular, Annika and I, we participated in those touch tours. Annika is registered blind herself. And yeah, we participated in those touch tours and kind of got to know a little bit about the remit of these tours. And we found three different forms of access. We call them autonomous access, embodied access, and social access. And these were kind of the forms that we realized that the curators, the access managers are kind of using in order to make the art, the collection, accessible to people with visual impairment. And then we had this idea of creating our own exhibition where we could kind of showcase these three forms of access. And this is how Layers of Vision came alive. So with the help of Zoe Partington and also Jeff Rowlings from Shape Arts, we asked 10 blind or partially sighted artists to create artworks that think of access from the very beginning and to think about the three dimensions of access that we found. And this is how it all started.
Zoe, when did your involvement in Layers of Vision start? And how did you and Katharina work together on bringing these 10 great artists together in one exhibition?
I think Katharina, well, I got involved probably, it was more sort of June time, wasn't it, I think, Katharina?
Yeah, I think so.
And because Jeff, Katharina was obviously talking to Jeff at Shape Arts, and, you know, I've had a sort of long relationship with Shape Arts. So they contacted me really to, you know, to make sure that somebody with a visual impairment was on the team. Not that Annika wasn't, but maybe somebody from the art sector was on the team to help support the programme, really.
And what was the brief and criteria for the artists, and how well did they, I suppose, respond to that brief and criteria?
So the brief really included this idea of, create an artwork that talks to or speaks to your lived experience of living in a world made for sighted people. So that is kind of the common theme that the different artworks have in common. And then we ask the artists to think about accessibility from the very beginning of the artwork's creation. And I think they all very nicely responded to the brief. So we have now very multi-sensory artworks. I think each of the different artworks they have multi-sensory elements to them. And I think they wonderfully responded to our brief.
And I suppose, Zoe, it's very much, if you're a blind or partially sighted artist, access is very much part of your work, isn't it?
Yes, I think it is. And I think it's also, isn't it, being aware that blind and partially blind people have all sorts of ways of seeing work, as well as interacting in a multisensory way. So it may well be, and we know that the establishment, if you like, or the institutions may not realise that some blind people are painters or some blind people use graphics. So I think it's important, isn't it, to sort of always sort of get the balance right for people to see there's a wide range of blind or partially sighted artists out there, really.
Katharina, could you give me maybe a rundown of the 10 blind and partially sighted artists who are exhibiting in Layers of Vision?
Yes, of course. So we have 10 blind or partially sighted artists, and they include Erin McPeak, Alice Christina Corrigan, Bianca Raffaella, Clark Reynolds, David Johnson, Faye Kilburn, Mikkel aka Ebony Rose Dark, Natalie Doig, Sally Booth, and Zoe, who's here with us, Zoe Partington.
And they're all working across very different mediums and different types of work, sculpture, paintings perhaps, and installations. I wondered if you might just maybe give me a bit more information and description about a couple of the pieces of work that's on display.
Yes. So, for example, Clark Reynolds, he created a wonderful piece, and it's called Fab to Touch. And it's really, it's a huge piece. It's as bigger as a door, I would say. That's more or less the dimensions of it. And it is braille art. So if you look at it, it looks like a Fab lolly, these kind of ice cream lollies that were apparently very popular at some point. And so it's very pop culturally, also in the colors. It's like blue and pink and white, but it's made of braille dots. And if you can read braille, you can read the story behind the artwork. So that is, yeah, that is a lovely piece. And then we have a piece by Bianca Raffaella, for example. And what she did, she has different vision on her left and on her right eye. And she also sees colors a bit differently on both eyes. So last summer, what she did is she closed one eye and then drew a rose bush, for example, with her left eye open. And then she did it the other way around as well. So she drew the rose bush with her right eye opened up. And so these are, yeah, very interesting artworks. And maybe Zoe, do you want to talk about your artwork yourself?
Yeah, that would be great if you could maybe describe your work that's being exhibited in Layers of Vision and maybe give me a bit of background and inspiration to the piece.
Yes. Well, my piece, Toby, is called Decoding Difference, and it's a sort of combination of sound, lights and digital programming. It's really come because I think one of the things for me is about how do I represent myself in a piece of art, but in quite a contemporary way, a little bit how Clark does in his work. It's very sort of pop arty, his work. So my piece is about connecting, you know, I have a chronic condition and my sight loss is because of that chronic condition. So when people meet me, they only really understand about the sight loss. They don't really understand about this other thing. So this artwork is sort of data of my glucose, blood sugar level readings and how these go up and down all day, every day. Even though we sort of, you know, try and have perfection with these things, it doesn't really happen in the real world. So the lights change colour and the sound of a heartbeat changes as you view this piece, and it's constantly changing. And really, I just wanted to get across the fact that, you know, this idea that I suppose I have a hidden impairment, people don't always know about it. And it's not that I, you know, need them to know every time I meet them, but I think sometimes we need to unpick some of the thoughts that go on and realize the strength that disabled people have, the strength that blind or partially blind people have, but also about how sometimes, you know, there's beauty in difference, there's beauty and power in doing things in a different way. And maybe this value, this social value, sometimes is missed by institutions, you know, some of the cultural sector, you know, some of the places that collect art, you know, maybe they should be collecting the work of blind or partially sighted people and really be embedding that into their collections. So I want to have fun with this piece. It's very experimental, Toby. And it, you know, in a way, it's like having a heartbeat in the building. And I wanted to create this work so that as a person moving through a space, an urban space or a building, that has a chronic condition and also partially sighted, that my blood sugar levels are impacted on the stress and the strains that those buildings can cause if wayfinding isn't as it should be or if it doesn't work. So it's, in some ways, it's quite, unless you know the story behind it, it might come across as quite minimal, but actually there's some serious issues built within it.
It sounds like an amazing piece of work. And I wondered, Zoe, as a visually impaired artist yourself, I wondered how important are exhibitions like Layers of Vision to showcase to the general public the work of many, many blind and partially sighted artists, as sometimes it can be quite difficult as a visually impaired artist to get your work exhibited in a mainstream gallery.
I think it's incredibly important, Toby. We're still, you know, like I'd said before, we're still at that stage where the cultural sector is really not aware of the blind or partially blind artists that are out there and the work that they're doing, and those opportunities for people to develop their practice are quite limited, really, because still some of the systems in place, you know, within institutions, educational establishments, are not accessible to us. So I think this really helps, you know, create a platform for people to share their work, to have a conversation and a dialogue, and for institutions to understand what sort of systems and frameworks they need to put in place to make sure they're not missing, you know, these great artists and the work that they create, really.
Well, Layers of Vision is on at the Arcade at Bush House, King's College, The Strand in central London, from Monday the 21st of November to Friday the 16th of December 2022. And Katharina, if listeners would like to maybe find out more about the work that's on at Layers of Vision, is there somewhere where they can go to find out more, like a website or something?
Yes, exactly. So we launched our website yesterday, and it's layersofvision.org.
Well, that's a very simple website for people to remember. And thank you very much indeed, Katharina and Zoe, for joining me here on RNIB Connect Radio and telling me more about the wonderful exhibition, Layers of Vision.
Thank you very much.
Great. Thank you, Toby.